After months of negotiations, the City and County of Sarasota announced in a joint press release this morning that negotiations with the Boston Red Sox to play their spring training games in town was over. The news stunned some observers, including some county commissioners. Elsie Souza is with the group Citizens for Sox, a local activist group that was behind the effort to bring the Red Sox to Sarasota. She was angry about learning the negotiations had apparently ended abruptly.
We cannot accept this. I have heard it said that we did not have 5,400 people come to meetings. Let me tell you something. I represented these 5,400 people, just like all of you sitting there represent us as the elected people of Sarasota. What I would like to know is a public explanation, not just a press release, of why this is ending.
The Cincinnati Reds have one more spring remaining in Sarasota before they relocate to Goodyear, Arizona. The Red Sox, who have trained in Fort Myers since 1993, have a lease with Lee County that runs through 2019. However, the lease contains an escape clause that would allow the team to leave as soon as the end of spring training of next year by paying a $1 million fee. Negotiations have been going on since May for an estimated $59 million stadium and spring training complex in Sarasota. This afternoon, Deputy County Administrator Dave Bullock sat down with the other commissioners to describe how the negotiations broke down.
Late last night, after several back and forths, the team, the city, and the county agreed that with the current credit markets, the resources available to the county, the city, and the team, we just couldn't put a deal together that worked for all parties and met the requirements of the team. We tried several different ways, and we went in a number of different directions, and we just couldn't do it.
Commissioner Shannon Staub insisted that it wasn't the county who ran away from the negotiations.
My understanding is that this was their choice, but the door is still open, and I think in all the emails, we've made, at least Mr. Lay has made that clear.
Several commissioners were surprised by the press release on Tuesday morning. Commissioner John Thaxton.
We were all very surprised, too, when we saw it.
Yeah.
We saw it the same time everyone else did. We were kept up to date.
We didn't see it at the same time.
Other people saw it first. Right.
Back to Elsie Souza with the group Citizens for Sox. Commissioner Nora Patterson questioned her when she said she was unhappy that the public sector wasn't allowed to weigh in on the proposal. Patterson asked her, did she want the citizens to vote on a referendum? Souza said she was enough of a realist to know that such a measure would never pass in such dire economic circumstances.
People are frightened out of their minds about where they're going to be tomorrow, never mind today. What I'm saying is, in Sarasota County, or maybe even in the northeastern part of this country, there are people with deep pockets. And indeed, if this was put out and say, we knew that there were $45 million available, so to speak, why not put together something and just say, this is the story.
Citizen Millie Scott called for the county to keep negotiations with the Bo Sox alive.
I truly believe there must be some way to keep discussions going with the Red Sox, the city, and the county. Let's compromise. Thank you.
Commissioner Joe Barbetta emphasized that the stadium would have been owned by the city and county, not the Red Sox. But he said the deal fell apart because there were limitations on the penny of tourist tax money that was to have been allocated for the stadium.
I'm convinced that if the full penny, just like the other 4 cents, was allocated fully, this deal is a no-brainer and would be put together. We'd end up with two great facilities, a brand new state-of-the-art stadium adjacent to Payne Park, and we'd end up with a refurbished Ed Smith Stadium combination North County Sports Complex, and the community would win.